Xandra, Queen of Jazz is a one-woman show based on a true story. I talked with Richard Lennon, the co-artistic director of Darnskippy Productions, about this event. With just her sax and a suitcase, Xandra Mitchell joined a jazz band and toured the world. Born in Pisborough, Dublin in 1903, she was Ireland's first female saxophonist. While the 20s roared, she found her way through Europe to Berlin. The dictators rose, the books burned, the bombs dropped, and Xandra played her sax. Darnskippy Productions presents Xandra, Queen of Jazz, a play with original music and sound design, based on an extraordinarily true story. Can you tell me who you are and what your role is in this event?
I'm Richard Lennon, and I am co-artistic director of Darnskippy Productions, which I started with my wife a little over a year ago, my wife being Roseanne Lynch, who's also the writer and performer of Xandra, Queen of Jazz. For Xandra, I am co-producer along with Roseanne and Catherine Soloviev, our director, and I am also responsible for the original music and sound design for the play.
So you just started Darnskippy Productions a year ago?
Yeah, so we've been doing things individually for many years. I'm about 20 years since doing some more film projects, professional music, and I was an actor from when I was wee, about three. I started acting in New York. But then after Roseanne and I got married a few years ago, we started doing some little projects together and realized that we, besides living together, also very much enjoyed working together. So we decided to start our own company.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about what it's like being a husband and wife creative team?
It's very interesting. A lot of people, when they find out that we do that, always question how we're able to keep that afloat. But it's really rewarding and only has some slight issues when it comes to childcare. it's really nice. We are able to get up in the morning, start our day, have our own individual things that we love to do as a husband and wife and as parents. And then we seem to, when we get to work, we have our own areas of expertise or what we generally are do for ourselves. So it just kind of fits kind of like puzzle pieces. And yeah, we're able to, as long as we have childcare, do quite a lot together.
Right.
Usually when we work, we also luckily have not had to bring our daughter to creche as of yet. So we generally are swapping parental duties while one person is doing work. And then we kind of have our overlap period in between where we catch up on what each one of us have done and then swap duties.
So that sounds very complicated, but rewarding and good.
Yes, no, it can definitely be complicated. I know we've had some sleepless nights leading up to Xandra getting on stage for the first time at Smock Alley, with just making sure everything is done and also making sure that we're being the best parents we possibly can be for our daughter, Violet.
How old is she?
She just turned two.
Aww.
Yeah, and she's actually been fairly instrumental in helping get things done. She is an absolutely fantastic producer. She really makes us work to our fullest with the hours that we have allocated to do any of our stuff through Darnskippy.
So this play is based on a true story, is that correct?
It sure is, yeah. Josephine Alexander Mitchell, she is, or was, a world, a European famous sax player, at least at the time in Europe, but very little known about her here for a very long time, which is a bit sad. We only found out about her, I guess it was a little over 2 years ago. I ended up seeing Roseanne's old saxophone starting to gather dust, and me being a musician just was looking at that with complete sadness in my eyes. So I decided to get her some reeds and get her sax fixed up over at Paul Ryan's in Dublin, and just said, let's start playing a lot of music together. And so she jumped right back on that and just kind of wanted to see any sax players around Ireland, and more specifically, was there any Irish female sax players? So she Googled it, and all of a sudden there was this Lyric FM doc that popped up about Xandra Mitchell by Mark McMenamin. And yeah, just this unknown story in Ireland, and she just fell in love with it completely. She came up to me that night and just said, I think I need to make a play about this woman, and started describing the story to me. And then, yeah, 2 years later, and a crazy path that led us around Ireland and up to Ballyshannon and Rossnoll and Donegal, and talking to loads of people who knew her in her later life. And now here we are with Xandra on stage.
That's a wonderful story of, like, the inspiration behind why you did that. So you are working with a woman named Catherine. How did you come into collaboration with her?
So Catherine Soloviev is from Russia. And years ago when Rosie was in school, she went to Drama Center for her master's in acting. And part of that program afforded her a bit over 2 months, I believe, in Moscow. And she was studying there, and Kat happened to be the translator for the program. And Roseanne and Kat became fast friends, and they end up working on another project together in London some years ago. And Roseanne just always wanted to work with Catherine again. So when Xandra came up and Roseanne started writing the play, it just felt like a very good fit to have Kat brought on board to kind of round off the team of what Roseanne and I were already starting to do.
That's great. So how did the first show already happen, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we had a week-long run. Luckily, we sold out every night, including the preview over at Smock Alley Boys School. Went extremely well.
That's great. What was some of the feedback?
The feedback we were getting was, well, for one thing, a lot of people were very happy to be hearing about a story that nobody knew about, and probably because, of course, Xandra was a woman, and if she was an Irish man back in Nazi Germany playing jazz in underground clubs, she probably would have been heard about. But yeah, so that was the big thing that we definitely kept hearing, was that people were very happy and excited to be hearing this unknown tale. A lot of people were floored by Roseanne's performance. She is doing a tour de force performance for 75 minutes. She is the sole performer on stage. And then she and I kind of have a little bit of a dance during it, where I am either performing or playing back music live throughout the performance. Some of the music takes the place of characters. So there's a little bit of a to and fro and performance between the two of us. And people seem to really like that. And the air of a cabaret spirit that encircles Xandra.
And it's a one-woman show, right?
Yes, yes.
I've never seen a one-woman show. I'm sure it takes a lot of planning and all of that.
Oh, it sure does. So lots of time making sure. I know Roseanne just wanted to internalize every bit of the script. Luckily, of course, she wrote it, so that definitely gives her a leg up. But just to make sure that she can properly embody Xandra Mitchell, she spent loads of time with some of her old friends. Like I said, we spoke to a handful of them about, I guess, a year and a half ago, and that started the full-on process of her figuring out how to become Xandra Mitchell, or as close to it, for this performance. But yeah, loads of time in warm-up, in training, and just time with Kat to properly take on this role.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this?
It's luckily we're coming to the DLR, the studio at the Lexicon venue, which DLR and the DLR Lexicon Library was instrumental in us developing this production. So they helped us out with some of the early funding to get this off the ground. Roseanne ended up getting an emerging artist bursary from Dunleary Rathdown, and that actually helped kind of kickstart everything. It helped us get up to Ballyshannon and Rosnola to do the initial interviews and research trips. And so it's really lovely that we're going to be able to bring Xandra Queen of Jazz to the place that actually helped start us making it.
Great. Thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. Thank you. It was my pleasure.